Rabbi, today's daf is daf from Zion. I'm going to have to, unfortunately, go very quickly because I have a Levaya this morning. So, Moed Cotton Oriented, they managed to get him here this morning. So today's daf is daf from Zion. We're holding at the bottom of Chav Vav on the base, four lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbana. Ha'olech le'beta avel. Im ha'yali bo gaspo yivaru amitot fuyot. Im lav yavru amitot zgufot. There's many, many ways of learning this sugya. So let's take the simplest way. Someone who's going to Beit HaNovel and he sees that the Avel is feeling a little bit too high, hasn't taken into his heart the loss. So then they should give him food sitting on a mita kuya. He should be on a mita kuya. But if not, the Avel should sit on a regular mita zekuf. So in other words, for the meal itself, he's not yeshiv al ha'or. Others learn this is dafka b'meyed. In continuation of the sugya that we had earlier, they learned all Mishnahs referring to during Chalam Moed. Others learn Libo Gaspo has nothing to do with how the Avel is. It has to do with what type of relationship the Menachem has to the Avel. So if the Menachem has a very close relationship to the Avel, it doesn't feel strange sitting down next to him. So then the Menachem can sit down on the ground next to the Avel in order to give him food. But if not, so then the Menachem, should sit on a normal chair while the Avel sits on the ground. Rava itra ben gilta. So Rava once fell into a state of avelut. Ol gabei Abba bar Marta du Abba bar minyum. Abba bar Marta came in. Rava zokif. Again, according to whatever pshat, Rava zokif because Rava put up his own chair because he was not libay gaspa, and he therefore for the sudas avra he felt he could sit on a normal chair. No, actually, when I say chair, the reason I'm saying chair is because they says later that it's based on this whole sugya of mita, the question of mita zakufa, or the mita hafucha, even though it's only a remez, because we see clearly that sitting even on the ground is not enough to be yotzi the chiyav of yas hamita. But nonetheless, he says, apparently from here came the minhag not to sit on a chair either, even though technically speaking, sitting down on a stool next to the ground is not really the din of mita kuya. But it's what's left to us, so to speak, of a similar hanhoga, even though you're not in any event, so getting back to the story here, depending on what the pshat was, if it's the first pshat that we says that it's a function of how it is that the Avel is feeling, so Rava, who clearly took his Avelut to heart, so he put up the chair here, of course, the Mita, in order to be Yoshev for the Sudat Avra. According to the pshat that it's Gaspa, meaning that the Menachem is Gaspa, Rava felt the Menachem is not Gaspa, he is not that friendly with him, and he put up the chair of the Menachem so that the Menachem, Arba Ben Yoma, should be able to sit down while he's giving Rava the Sudas Havra. In any event, so Abba Bar Marta comes in and he's coughing. He takes the same meat, either the meat of Rava, according to the first round, or the meat of the Menachem, and he puts it on the other direction. So Rava said, what an idiot this guy is. This guy doesn't have any brains. He sees that I'm Bedav Kenoeg the other way. So what is he coming to show me? That he is close to me. I'm not close to him. Or he's coming to show me that I don't have a state of Avelut, and I need to have a mitzvah, and I did not say mechamaya nog. Toner abonin. Ha'olech mimakom lemakom. Someone who is going from place to place. Now Rashi learns that it means he started going from place to place to do his business, and then he was informed on the road that his father had died. We'll see why the variance is over here. Or that another relative had died. So im yachol lemayet beiskay, if he's able to manage without getting involved in the business, that he originally go out to sell all of his things and so on. So fine, yima'et v'im lav yigalgel imayem. If he can't, so then he shouldn't open up a booth at the fair by himself and have his own direct connection to people, but he should become part of an entire group so it isn't bolet that he's the one that is doing the work over here. Again, the question is dependent on the issue we had before of whether there's a difference between schora and milacha. If you hold there's a difference, then we can learn it's not talking about a dovra of it. It's talking about what it is that he was going to sell. If it's talking, as Tosfos learned before, there's no such nafkamina, we'll have to learn that over here it's talking about a dovra of it. So then it's not clear what it has to do with the hoylech b'makom lamakom, because that would always be the case. So Tosfos says maybe that's the pshat, that if normally, maybe it's talking about other relatives. He wouldn't be chayav to be mamayed b'yizkai. But since he's elik b'makom l'makom, not like Rashi says, he left and he shouldn't have left, so we're going to be more machmer on him. And therefore, he shouldn't be Isaac. Or maybe it's talking about dafka, it is apparent. But since he was on the road and only then found out he didn't do anything wrong originally to go on the trip, so over here we're more matter him than we are. Or others learn that since he's on the road, when it says over here, imeno yachol, it means he won't have enough to live on. That was, he was being said that on selling in order to be able to pay for his way. So how's he going to stay in a hotel? That's got yachol, eino yachol. So we allow him not even because of dover avid, but simply because of the tzrochim of going. Or it could mean just the opposite. He went on his way to be yisur. So the melo were more. Again, there's many, many variables here. How to learn this sugya? Just about any pshat that you can come up with. Someone has said. So, Tana Rabbah, Me'imatai kofim netam bitot, at what point is there a chiyav of kviyat hamita? Mi sheyetzei mipetach beito divrei Rabbi Eliezer. From the time that the maid is taken out from the door of the house, the people that remain in the house are mechuyav right away to be mahapich lemita. Rabbi Yoshua Amir, mi sheyisateim hagolel. It's only from the time, again, there's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos over here, all through the sugya, about what stimat hagolel means. According to Rashi, stimat hagolel means the closing of the orein, in which they put the maid to take him to kvura. According to Tosfos, yisateim hagolel is the daf that's on top of the kever, which is meaning even beyond simply filling up the grave, but actually putting a stone on top of the grave. Or if they're not going to put a stone, then it means filling up. The two shitas, however, would be very different, because if you learn from yisateim hagolel, then that would be even before the maid is yotze mipetach beto, if they close the orein up before. And indeed, for the next maaseh, some learn that that's what the whole point of the maaseh is. Then maaseh shemet Rabbi Gamliel Azaken, kivan sheyatza mipetach beto, when they took Rabbi Gamliel Azaken out of the house, so Rabbi Eliezer l'shitato, who holds Mishi Yetzei Mipetach Beto, he told them, Kfu Mitotecha, that you should go ahead now and turn the beds upside down. The Kivan Shinistam HaGolos, we see from over here that it was afterwards, the Sibat HaGolos. What is Rashi? It seems to be a Raya against Rashi's Pshat. The Ritva brings a very interesting thing that they used to, Bedavka, leave the Oren open, or even if it wasn't open, at least it was openable, it was on hinges, it wasn't sealed shut, in order that late arriving relatives should be able to see the mace. Very interesting. Not today, not a minute ago. We'll see later on that they changed the whole idea of the chlal of Rias Hames because of Aniyim. We'll see later today. So therefore, it's no Raya from here because maybe Nistam HaGolel, even according to Rashi Pshat, means that it's nailed shut rather than simply closed, in which case it could be later too. Kivach Nistam HaGolel, Rabbi Yeshua comes to tell them the Shitasei, okay, now it's time to Kafu Mitotecha. Now you should turn the beds over. Amrulo, so they said, we already did that. Kvar Kapino Al Pizakein, we were already told by Rabbi Eliezer, we were supposed to be koyf for the mitzvahs at the time of the tzia of the mates. We saw before that one of the things that needs to be done on Erev Shabbos is zekifat hamita, because otherwise it's avelut, sufficiently noticeable that it becomes like a not a dvarim shebetzina, and therefore what hour is it of the day that the avel should put the beds back up in anticipation of Shabbos? Omer Rabba Bar Huna, what minamincha b'lamala means also isn't clear. I mean, Minchik Deila, Minchik Tana, Taisa brings both possibilities as Besuptik. Again, nowadays, there are many Rasemech, there's Minchik Deila, and from already the time of Minchik Deila, the Oval begins preparing for Shabbos. Otherwise, it won't really be time, it says, of course, the Shabbos. Omer Rabba Baruna, Ava Pikein in a Yosheva Le'achetech Hashem. Even though he has put up the Mita, but he doesn't have to sit on the Mita until already it's Mamish Shabbos. I mean, this is just in anticipation of Shabbos. And the fact is that even if the last day of Avelis is Sunday, so he's going to anyway be getting up right away in the morning. There's no such thing as, well, it's already Mitzvah Shabbos today. It's just till tomorrow morning. He has to go back to the regular state of Avelut immediately after Shabbos be kaved for the Mita, even though he only has another day left. If the Yovel is chayav in Kviyat HaMita, it's not his own personal mitah, but it's every mitah that he has in the house. Afilu yesh lo eser mitot biasara mikomot, even if it's a very large home, he has 10 different beds. Obviously, he's not sleeping in all of them. Kofet kulam as a sign of the avilut, and then if somebody comes, and there's an oreach or somebody else in the family, so for the purposes of that person sleeping, obviously they put the bed up, but then they're kofet again. Afilu chamisha achin who made echad mehem kulam kofim. This is what's the chiddush over here. That if one brother died, so all of the brothers are kofet for the mitzvah. The chiddush is that even though none of these brothers are living in the Beit HaMeit, and you might have thought that the din of yisam mitzvah is dependent on the mitzvah where people are living in the house of the mate, so it's a simen that the household has been turned upside down. So the household has not been turned upside down in this case, because no one that is keeping the shiva even sleeps in that household. Alfal Pekin is a din of yisam mitzvah, the Beis HaOvel, even though that has no connection to the Beis HaMeit.
And the homes of the
brothers as well? No, exactly. Bi'imaita mitam yuchedet lekelim. If, however, this is a bed which is used now for storage, not for sleeping on, ein tzarech lichvoto. On the other hand, the dargash, although ein tzarech lichvoto, but zokvo, which is not said lefara on the kelim, as the kelim can just simply remain with the kelim on it. We'll see what a dargash is. But a dargash, although there's no chiyav of kviat hamita, there is a chiyav of standing it up straight and leaning it against the wall, so it's no longer on the ground. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer that dargash batir et karbitavu nofil meila. What you do is you take out the loops from the dargash. Again, we're going to be coming to machlokas what it is exactly. So you take out the loops, and therefore the entire dargash collapses. Not zekifa. My dargash. What exactly is a dargash? So amarula arsa de gada. This what Ula says here is not necessarily meant for this.
Sorry?
I'll explain a minute. Yeah. But what Ula says is not necessarily said on this sugya. There are places where Ula's pshat and dargash makes sense. It's here that it doesn't make sense at all. But what is a dargash? It's an arsa de gada. It's a god's bed. So what a god? God in Aramaic, I mean, which is common in Hebrew, it's difficult to say. It's only Aramaic, but orchim le gad shulchan. So god, the English word god, relates to that same idea. It's the name of mazel. It's a luck and so on is the gods. Orchim le gad shulchan. People who set up their table for the gods. The sign of a mazel. So that's how Rashi learns that it means over here for a mazel. The Rishonim Tainim. What do you mean? That's a darkei amayri. What do you mean? They put up a mitzvah to have a good mazel in the house. The gods should sleep in the house. Chas v'sholom. How could it be such a thing?
When does mazel have a?
In Okinawa, that's what they taina. So I mean, the Ritva explains it's not such a taina because since the Gemara says elsewhere that the sar of anius is naval shmei. So if a house is dirty and unkempt, it causes a complete deterioration in the family status and the income and so on. So therefore, there would be erech emita as a sign of mazel, meaning that the soreya anias shouldn't be in the house or ashiris. So he made a beautiful bed. Stop. It should be a sign of a high class home. Others learned that it's a arsa the goddess the pshat. They make a bed as a simon for mazel, that there should always be a bed that is ready, so to speak. Like people have freely on Novi on the Suda kind of thing, and an extra bed that over here we're so great that we have such a desire to show the openness of our home that we keep a room that Lamais would ever use, but that it's a sign that there's always a makam that is muhan. So but in any event, it's an unused, it's certainly not used by people, this means it's there as a symbolism. So that would mean a normal bed which is symbolic. Omar Lay, so Rava, Omar Lay, Rava, Tainis, Ha'ula, Elamiata, Gabe, Melech. We have a halacha by a Melech that the din over there is by a Melech who's an oval, he's treated completely different than a normal oval. It says that Tzan, Kola, Amisubim, Aloritz, Vume, Seval, Adargash. That there, the opposite is that people sit on the ground and the Melech sits on a Dargash. And Dargash, if you're telling me that the Dargash is a symbolic bed, it's not meant for sitting on some, does it make sense? I mean, until now, the melech sat on a regular chair, so now we put him in a state of avelus on a better place. Which is, I mean, does that make sense? Usually, we're looking to be mabayit to the oval. If you're telling me that it's some type of compromised bed, I can understand, but that it's an even better bed. So why would that be the state of his avelut? Why is that a problem? Don't we have other elements in in the Avelut that's exactly like that? Listen, what's the din of giving a Sudat Avra'ah to an Avel? Ada Ida Lochlinet. Until now, nobody is feeding the Avel. Veloishkine, nobody's bringing drinks to the Avel. Person sits down, he eats what he wants, drinks what he wants. When it comes to the state of Avelut, Ashtochlinet Ashkine. So you're going to tie him? What do you mean? We make things better. Why not? Some elements. This is learning it this way is backing for those who learn that the din of Sudat Avra'ah is a whole question. What is the din of Sudat Avra'ah? Some say the din of Sudat Avra'ah, generally when a person is depressed, has suffered a loss, he doesn't feel like eating. He doesn't want to go on living. So this forces him to go on living. He has to respond. Others learn that it means it's the opposite. We don't want him to get involved in Achila V'Shtiyah, so we give him just enough that he can have. This Gemara is not mashed like that. That's a little whole different shot here. So that the way that many learn is that it's a show of social support. In other words, we're not going to leave you. You're not on your own. So, but that means we're doing more for him than is done for him under normal circumstances. No, so maybe the same thing over here by the Melech. We do more for him, so we put him on the dargasha. That to him, you can't ask a kasha, why would we treat an avil better than he's treated when he's not an avil? Why not? I don't understand what your time is. If this is a psychological solace for the person, so then by all means.
When he comes back from the burial?
Yes.
One time?
Well, that's the truth is, we'll see, it's supposed to be the whole day, but it became the minig at least one time. Okay. The way to understand the problem is like this, our mish. How can Ula's chat be true if it's Dargash, ainot zarich lechafoto ela zokfo. The chayich to say if an arsa the god zokfo, an arsa the god is a normal bed, except that it's a bed that is miyuchad as a symbolism. So what does that mean? Ainot zarich lechafoto. First of all, there's no zakif hashayich on a normal bed, and why would he not have to be kofed? Because it's not used. It says beferish hakofed mitato lo mitato bilvadu kofed lekol mitot sheyeshu gabay betoch beito kofed. Anyway, the din of kviat amita is not a din on a bed that he's using. It's anyway symbolic. So what would be wrong? I mean, adarabba, so this would be a very good symbolism that the bed that stands for the mazel and so on, that's the bed bedavka should be kofed. So then why would we say that there's no din of kviat amita and arsa the gada? I mean, so just more, I understand, why is that a problem? And a mita that's miyuchedet l'keilim, I mean, so why is there not a chiyuv of turning over a mita that's miyuchedet l'keilim? Because that's not included in the concept of a bed. A bed is something that someone could sleep in at some time. I mean, mita miyuchedet l'keilim loses its shame of bed, so maybe this is like a mita miyuchedet l'keilim, not totally a mita miyuchedet, as Tosus points out, not totally, because the mita miyuchedet l'keilim b'chlal doesn't need zakifa either, but I mean, but at least I can understand that there exists different dargas in beds. So maybe something like this is between a mita and a normal mita. Okay. Let me get to what's really bothering me. What's really bothering me is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's pshat in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, dargash matir karpitavu nofil me'elav. All you have to do is undo the loops and let it collapse of its own. And it's what there's a, if you're talking about an arsa of the gada, there aren't any loops. Loops is only on a temporary bed, on a fold-out bed. So this, I mean, they used to use a bed that was made out of leather, so they had a flat piece of leather, so that it was springy. Is there a springiness that we used other things for? And they would tie that to the sides where strings, loops, were already there, built into edges that they would then put a piece through like we do in the old army beds to hold it out, and the leather would be tied to the middle. So that makes sense. I mean, you could just undo the loop, and then the whole thing falls in, and I understand. The reason that we wouldn't be kayfet, that's because you don't want to, since there's nothing on top at all, if you're kayfet, so the leather is on the ground, it's on the ground, it's not going to get room. They don't put it mamish on the ground. But that it should collapse and be hanging down off of the edge instead of attached to the other edge. Boy, that's what we should do. That is what should become the other. Okay? So then, it makes sense. So, Kiyata Ravin, Omar Le'ahu Mirabona, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, probably the Girsa should say, should be that Omar Li, he said, Omar Li, Mirabona. So the Rashash, that's how it appears in other such cases. Someone comes from Eretz Yisrael, and reports from Eretz Yisrael, they're told there by a certain person, and I'm referring to Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arova, that was his name, and he was Shchiach B'Shuka de Gildoy. He had connection to the leather makers market, and he explained to me what a dargash is. He said a dargash is an arsa that's salah. It's a leather topped bed, cot, and therefore or it's held on by this loop device. And it marnam, you could see that this is true, because Amr Birmiya, the difference between a dargash and a normal mitah is that a dargash is sirugo mitocho, whereas a mitah is siruga agaba. A dargash has coming out from the sides, the pieces of wood that support the edges of the bed, it has loops that are built into the wood. They don't go around the wood, because they need to be permanently in place and not attached to anything on the other side. A normal bed, which is meant to be there all the time, we don't drill through the wood to put in something. There's the ropes that serve as the springs, go around the edges of the wood, go back around the other side, back around, and we keep doing that as a weave, because it's not going to be taken off. It's permanent. But over here, how can we do that on a dargash? It would make it impossible. It would take hours to get the thing together. So there's make holes through the actual wood, place loops inside that are then connected to hooks on the side of the leather, and there you can easily see whether you're talking about a bed or you're talking about a dargash. And that makes it very clear that we're talking about a dinamita that's swallow. That's exactly how such a thing is made. And that would explain Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says, just undo the hooks, and now the whole thing will fall. So that's what we say, manami, that's the nami, but I explain it directly, but it's clear from the context that this is the type of thing we're talking about. So the sirugo is inside the wood itself that's been drilled through, so it has little hooks, and the mita, the strings are siruga al gaba. They're put around the bed. What is that called? I keep forgetting. The pieces of wood on either side of the frame. A bed frame on the bottom. No, the slats are on it. There's a particular note post on the top. The sideboards. I think it is called the sideboard. Yeah, thanks. So the sideboards are surrounded by the strings.
The part that holds up the bottom, it pulls up the edges and that?
Yeah. Part that today the bottom spring piece is put on, sits on. Over here it becomes now the actual thing that the springs are made on, because they're made out of strings.
The
strings.
What would the conception of the bed will rarely take off because of the matter?
No, I mean, unless they were, unless it was a mita shaldashim, it could be taken off. No problem. It's all shiloh, but everyone's taken apart. Whether it maintains its tomb, and then you can be mitayret, you need to have rov of the mita. What would be the value? Om Rav Yaakov Baruch, Om Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Halachur Kshurup Shimon Ben Gamliel. That we're not zeikef a dargash, but rather remove the buttons of the dargash from the hooks, and there it falls off. Om Rav Yaakov Baruch, Om Rav Asi. There's a bed that has in it posts on either side, one post on the top, one post on the bottom. And what these beds were for were basically to support mosquito netting, so that they would put a pole from one post to the other and hang the mosquito netting over that pole so that it came down. Still very common on their traveling beds and so on. And that way the sleeper would be protected, but there's no way to be zokeh femita. How are you going to be zokeh femita with this pole sticking out in the middle? I mean, obviously it can't, the bed's just going to rock from side to side. So in such a case, there's no din of kvias amita. Rather, you're zokeh femita against the wall. Well, others learn, very interesting, that zokva means to remove the naklitin. So if you remove the naklitin, that itself is a steer of the bed. You've ruined the bed, so that's the same thing with dayo. That's enough to now take them out and put them against the wall, not the bed against the wall, and that way the bed is clearly out of use. You've shown that it's out of use by setting this up in the wall next. So that's sufficient already to show the same idea of the kliyas amita. Tonu rabbonan, yoshan agabikis. Say, or agabe udaina gidola, or agabe karka, lo yatsa yedei chuvato. Someone, an ovel who sleeps on a chair, or who sleeps in a large tub, or even on the ground, he's not yotzi, the chiev. The chiev is, amar b'yachashon kim kviyat amita. The idea over here is not simply not to be sleeping in a bed and to be changing, but rather to show that the bed is afuch, like the Gemara said earlier, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I went ahead and was Beire, now a human being, and I put my Tzura Kavayachal into him, and because of these Averis that you all do, I have to be Mahapich, that Tzura. You should be Mahapich, you're Mite. So it's a din specifically in Yipo, not in sleeping in a way that's not normal. It is mutter to sweep the floor and to wash the floor in a Beit HaAvel, to wash the dishes and the pots and whatever it is, even though, I mean, Sharm said that, but that's obvious what the oval is supposed to be sitting here at filth and eating off the filth. It means even though they're not needed now, for Achila B'Shtia, and it's simply a Seder of the bayit. So you think that maybe that's part of the avilut, is to show that the bayit is not misudah. There's no such thing. That bayit should be misudah in the Beit Avil. But ain, no, even he can do it. Even he can do it.
Really?
Yeah, it's not considered to be a malacha. Ve'in me'vin et ha-mugmar ve'et ha-besamim le'beit ha'avel. However, the luxuries that used to have, the burning besamim, so they have lavender with a far, incense. So that is not brought. What? It's not brought. I'll tell you about kapora. Ein mevorchim lo ala mugmar ve'lo ala besamim le'beit ha'avel. It says over here not to say a bracha on the mugmar, on this one, the sprays in a beit ha'avel. So you see from there, it's only not say a broch, a proof in the Lom Avachim. But you do bring it to the Beit Avel. Kasha, the Beit Avel, the Beit Menachamim. So there's many different Pirushim. Someone, the Beit Avel is the Pshat, when the Avel is in the house alone without Menachamim, meaning that the mace is still in the house. So if the mace is still in the house, it's only called a Beit Avel, not a Beit Menachamim. So in that case, in order to be Mavir, the Reach, so the Minag was to use sprays or incense. So over there, that follows the sugyan brachas, that bechlal, you don't say a bracha on the besamim that are used for a mace, because there's a lahavir reach ra, they're not there for positive smell, they're there to cover up negative smells, and that's not, you don't make a bracha on that. Masha'inkein bebeit ha-menachamim, that's different, that's where the oval is there, and after they take out the mace, so then enochinami, then we're saying we don't bring it, because that's already a luxury. Okay. Others say for the oval we don't bring it, but in a makom that's miyuchad, where people come in and there's a large crowd, and the minhag was that always where there was a large crowd, they always had room deodorizers. Remember, they didn't have cleaning in those days. I mean, people would wear begadim a very long time. This is until very recently was like this. The minhag was, always. In London, you couldn't walk around outside without taking a long, very strong scent. Otherwise, you would choke on a horrible scent. It was not sewerage. No system. So there, for the Beit HaMenachem, that's considered to be an absolutely requirement of the way people live. When it comes time to bring the Sudat Avraham, again, some learn this as saying the Chiddush B'Moyed. You might think in the Moyed you should use very beautiful kalim to bring it, Kamashmo, and it's a continuation of an Yonim of Moyed before. However, it's just clear from the Sugya that this is simply a list of one of those things that was changed because of the problem of the social pressure on people who couldn't keep up. Since Avelut is very much a social idea, the whole element of Avelut is Galgal Huba Olam, and that one person does for the rest, when another person do for him, when it's his turn, and so on and so forth. So therefore, there was a lot of social pressure. If other people would do very high class things, again, it's like a chasana type of thing, in which there's tremendous pressure to keep up. I mean, if they make such a nice chasana, I'm going to be in the vaz of my children, not make such a nice chasana. This is certainly when it comes to the mace, I mean, they use the goyim because they don't have these takonis, and it's a disaster. The funeral homes, the expenses, they put in insane prices that they take for our reinous mace and so on. It's unbelievable. They take advantage of it. Listen, so-and-so went out to meet the shalzov. I mean, you should have your father go out. I mean, that's mamish the way they... So it used to be that problem also. We made a lot of takonis to avoid those type of things when it came to our velas. One of the things is that when it comes to Siddur Savra, it is usher to use a fancy tray or one of those rolling tables that has on it, what do they call them, a dumbwaiter that has all kinds of food on it, lobe kanun, which is a fancy serving dish, elabis salim, use basket weave, simplest things, the inomrim birkata avelim b'moed, and if it's chol ha-moed, that's amazing, the timing. If it's chol ha-moed, there's no din of birkat avelim, but there is a din of emdim bishura. So there's a din, even though the avelim are not going to be sitting at all, but nonetheless, they're emdim bishura. They don't take off their shoes, which normally they do when passing through the shura, because there's no din of avelim. There's no issur of sandal, as we saw earlier, rabbi mitaskinimo, even during chol ha-moed. In which case, part of the rabbi mitaskinimo is that the menachamim stand bishura, the avelim pass between them, And then Portrina Ritarabim, we tell everybody to go home. Normally, from that point, they would walk into the Rechava, where they would do the special brocha, Achenu Beis Yisrael, the Bnei Gan Mechasodim, the whole Zvimar service talks about, which anyway, we're not naik, but they to hear, during Chol HaMoed, they tell everyone to leave. In Ein Menichin, what's that? Yeah, of course. We saw that. Rabbi Mitaski came up. That's the normal Ashura. The Ein Menichin et HaMita Berechov, the Mita on the way to the Beit HaKfarot is not put down at all. Normally we'll put it down in order to say Espedim, but here it's not put down Shlola Argila to Espedim, because otherwise people get into the mood of saying Espedim. I mean, the Mita is here. Someone will walk up and start saying something. It's also to say Espedim in Chol HaMoed. Uloshal Nashim La'olam B'nei HaKavod, and a woman's Mita is never placed in public because of the Chashash that maybe she was a Nida, maybe it'll be bleeding, it would be a terrible design. So therefore, it's spirited away, so to speak, to the Beis HaKavod. Tanu Rabban. Rishona Yom Alichim B'Beit HaEvel Ashirim B'Kalatot Shel Kesef V'Shel Zahav. Used to be that people that could afford it would bring these fancy serving trays, the silver gold serving trays, and then Aniyim would have to bring B'Sali Netzorim V'Shel HaRavak Lupa. They have to bring these cheap baskets made out of reeds and so on. Aniyim Mitbayshim. They would be so embarrassed. Hidkidu She'akol Meviim B'Sali Netzorim V'Shel HaRavak Lupa V'Pnei Kvodan Shel Aniyim. Because of that, they changed it so that everybody brings the lowest common denominator. Used to be also that if you could afford it, you would use beautiful, clear, crystal glass and serve the Ovel and fancy Caleb. Like we pointed out before, it's all part of the idea of giving him a sense of chashivas. But the Ashirim who could afford it, the Anim who couldn't, would use the dirty Roman colored glass. And the Anim were midvashim. Because of that, they changed it to use the lowest quality glass for everybody. Used to be that they would uncover the face of a mace who was an Ashir, because he looked good. They would cover the face of an Ani, because Nebach, they looked terrible. They were their whole lives working and furrowed and worn out. Even in their deaths, they can't be treated the way people are treated that had a better life. And therefore they changed, as I mentioned earlier, not to be Megal of the Ponim of a Mace, because of avoiding the Tsar to the Aniyim. They would take out Aniyim in a simple kliva. Again, it's lashon like we had kluv. You have a kluv. What is a kluv? Is an interwoven for a chicken coop. Anything that's interwoven, we had before, like the teeth of a dog. Also, kela, up and down, up and down. So here too, what they would do is they would have very wide, like is used today, because of the takana, is to use a mita that is just bands across it, and to take the mace out in those kind of bands. Whereas they would go out in the ashir, and used to go out in a fancy dargash with leather. So you aniyim advashim. And so they made it the lowest common denominator. Another thing was, yeah, they used to have someone had died of a stomach problem, so generally there was an odor that they had to cover up. So they would put a mugmar to cover over the odor, the incense, a brazier. What do they call it? Brazier. So those who were ill, were living, were so embarrassed. I mean, the people knew that they were, you know, they were also sick. If I die, this is what they're going to treat me like. Therefore, it became the minhag to always have something there as a good smell, in order that people with kolam yayim shouldn't be embarrassed. It's part of the normal thing that Santani made. They also used to take all of the things that were on the bed of an ill Nido, afterwards she died, anything that had been used during up to the death, they would be tabled because of the Nides. Everybody's going to know and everybody's going to see. So it kinushu matbilina gabi kolanashim bitek vodan shal nidot. So because of that, they ended up doing now for all women the same thing, and that way it would just be something that's always done. Same thing would happen with men, that Rishona are you in Madvilin and Agabe Zavim Metim. A male was a Zav, so that anything that had been near him on the bed, they would be put into the mikvah. You Zavim Chayim Midbaishim, where everybody has to know that I was a Zav. They ended up, because they Kvanish Zavim Chayim, to be Tevel, anything that was used up until the Misa by the maid. It used to be that a funeral was a greater catastrophe to the family than the death. It got to the point where people were so overwhelmed by what it would cost to bury a mate that they would just leave town and leave it for the public to take care of the mate. They just couldn't live with it. Rabbi Gamliel was mitzave that on his death, or some say that this is his death, this pshat, that b'shas the tear of one of his close relatives, that this is what he does. So he was mitzava that the simplest type of funeral, using junky begotten, linen was very common. Nowadays, even canvas, the simplest clothes, even paper, there was a paper-like thing, it was all shayla in Poland, and even that they were matir. Omer of Papa, Haidna Dagama, Filibet Sarda Barzuza, even with canvas that costs $0.50, that's also sufficient to make tafrifin, and that's part of the takana. There's like a lot of shouting in the tshuvas about what is done nowadays at Leviath that they put out for tzedakah, and we're making a mikveh in his honor, a shul in his honor, and so on. The tiny deck runs against the whole takana of Ramadan. The whole point is that people shouldn't feel any pressure at a Leviah or both us and Ace. Tzedakah is also pressure. What, you have to show off what you can do so they can, other people should also have to show off. The tiny is even on that. When it comes to a Talmid Chacham, there's a din of saying Espedim even during Chol HaMoed. Many of the Meforshim of the Peskim say that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have such a darg of Talmid Chacham, and no Espedim are said Bechlal. This is only in front of the Chacham. Avoshalo Bifanav Lo, for sure, Tzam say Espedim during Chol HaMoed is for sure also. And is that true? Didn't Rav Kahana say a Hesped on Rav Zvid Minarda in Pumnara? And that was nowhere near where he was. So how did he say Hesped? A different town. Rav Papi, that's different. That was Yom Shmuah Havi. That was the day that they heard about it. They heard about it on that. It was already after the Kfura was in another town. But to them, that's the day. That's like Bifan of Dami. Omar Ula Hesped Al Halev. The din of what things are mutter in terms of, we'll see later on, clapping and doing various signs of Avelut. So we use different words for it. We use Tipuach and Hesped and Kilos. So Hesped is done by pounding on the chest. Dichtiv al shadayim softim, connected the heart. Tipuach is done the yad, meaning the hand against the thigh. Kilos is done by banging the foot on the ground. Somebody is going to do kilos. You should not use a hard soled sandal, like it's usually made out of wood, because if that gets caught, it pulls around your foot. It can actually break your foot. This is sakana. Just use a minnow that has a leather sole. Others learn because the opposite. If the sandal comes down directly on something, it can hurt your foot by breaking through, and the minnow not. Omer of Yochan, or even if you're Yochef, then at least you're very careful. But if you're wearing a sandal, you're not careful. You think that you're protected. There could be glass on the ground, whatever. Omer of Yochan. Avel kivim shini anaro shoshuvin menachamim reshaim leshevetzlo. Once the Yovel indicates that he wants everybody out, nobody's allowed to sit there. He can't tell people to leave. He bends his head. So that's a sign, enough, and you leave. You're not matrid, Yovel. A nasi who walks by, an Ovel and a chola, there's no hidur in their kima, and they're not b'chuyiv to be kam. You tell everybody, some learn this means b'chalal, you're being mechabit somebody, then please sit. But you don't tell an Ovel and a chola, please sit, because that means, please be an Ovel more, or please just be in bed longer and be sick longer. So we don't say it to them. But, or others let it stand. It's part of the previous sugya that if they do get up, so then there's no chiyuv to tell them shvu. They sit down when they want because they want chayav to stand up in the first place. They're not dependent on shvu. An avok is not even allowed to eat the first day from himself. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel was not supposed to keep avelut, do not eat the bread of other people. Mashman, a normal avel, is supposed to eat the bread of other people. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef would exchange when one was an avel, the other one would be the one who brought the sudat avraham, and vice versa. An entire city, in those days, the entire city was involved in the taking the mate out of Levaya. Remember, these are shtetlach. So the entire city should not be doing malacha on that day, because they have to prepare the tzarech kvura. Rav Amnuna came once to a small town, Ramuta, and he hears, Shama kol shipur the shikva. They used to announce, they didn't have the trucks with the loudspeakers on them, they used shofarot to notify people that someone had died. And choza hanach inish to ka'avdi avidat, they saw somebody working. They put them into nidri. What are you doing? You don't hear the shofarot. Lo shikva ikabamata. Somebody died. Why you should be Isaac in the kvura? Chavurata ikabamata. Here's the first time we find chevra kadisha. There's a chevra kadisha in the town that there's biyuchadim chevra anshe chesed shalemes, and they take care of the mace. Omar lahuav. In that case, I take back the nidui. Yochi shari lahu. You're a mutter and a matter the nidui. You didn't do anything wrong until it comes to yetzim levaya. There, of course, the people have to be there, but to prepare for the kvura, that's up to the chevra kadisha. Somebody who overdoes the reaction to the death of a loved one will have to cry over another loved one. There was a certain woman in Rav Huna's neighborhood. Havila Shiva Bani, she had seven sons. Mate Chadmina, one of them died. And Havika Bochi Biterata, she was overdoing her reactions to his death. Sholachla Rav Huna sent her a message. Lo Tavdi Hafi, you're not behaving properly. Cut out the histrionics. Lo Ashkecha Bei, she paid no attention to it. So Sholachla, he sent her another message. Itzayata Tmutav, if you take my words to heart, at this point, you still could survive. Ilo, so bitzavdata le'idach mit. If not, prepare suitcases for the next one to die. In the end, she cried through all of her children. Metuku, all seven sons died, because she was going wild on each one of them. L'sof amal, she was still carrying on. So he told her, timuz zavdata le'nafshi, you better prepare your own suitcases. U'metan, she died too. Al tifku le'med v'altanudulo. What does that mean? We're not supposed to cry for a mate. It says b'feresh. B'chi evo Moshe. I mean, how is it possible? What it means is, al tifku le'med yoter midai. Valtanudulo yoter midai. What does that mean? Yoter mikishir. What does that mean? The espedim is the lanud. Haketza. Shloshi yamim l'pchi. 3 days for the serious avelus of crime. Shiva yamim for hesped. Shloshi b'isoz l'giyotz for the tisporet. Mikan v'elach amara kadosh baruch hu. I atem rachmanim bo yoter mimene. You don't have more rachmim than I have. And if I had to take this person's life, I don't want to see you carrying on like that. Mela, if this is the way of the world, you have to carry on to some extent. But to overdo it is to show, this is the mamish, the way that J.D. Salinger defines sentimentality, caring more than God. You're not more caring than I am. So stop. This is just maudlin. I have no space in this world for maudlin. Well, you have no covet for me to sadin and for the fact that it's not easy for me to take lives and so on. So whatever, there's different pshatim and what the akapada is. Okay, I think I'm afraid I have to stop here.